I'm afraid you don't quite follow me, Mr. Winterbottom. Mrs. Zell is suing Mr. Peters. She claims that there were derogatory remarks made from Malice and Envy.
Well,
and that...
Jake's alive. What's he suing Ebb for? Why don't he sue the people that done him?
What people?
Them people you just mentioned there, Alice and Henry.
But I said nothing about Alice and Henry.
Huh? Well, you must be losing your memory, Professor. You just said somebody made some doggy remarks and...
No. Not doggy. Derogatory. In other words, she cast aspersions.
Yes, but that's wrong right in the face of it.
I don't seem to comprehend. What is wrong?
A Persian. That ain't a dog to begin with. It's a kind of cat.
Oh, but it isn't. I see.
Well, it just certainly is. Mrs. Pinkley's got one. I've seen it lots of times.
But I didn't say Persian. I said aspersion. Aspersion.
Oh, yes, I see now. Yes.
That hasn't anything to do with the dog.
No, of course not.
And so she...
But they're dead doing good for headache.
Oh, I say, you're not getting it at all.
What do you mean, getting a headache?
Getting my meaning.
Oh.
Now, see here. Weren't Mrs. Dell's and Mr. Peters' relations rather unpleasant?
Well, I don't know about Mrs. Dell's. Never met him. But Ebb ain't got no relations but his Uncle Jake.
I mean antagonistic.
No. Ebb ain't got no auntie with that name. Just an uncle.
No, I mean ill relations.
No, he ain't ill. Leastwise, he wasn't last time I heard.
I don't mean Mr. Peters' relatives are ill.
Then who do you mean is ill? Alice and Henry? And what's the last name? Alice and Henry who?
Oh, they haven't any last names.
What?
There aren't any people named Alice and Henry.
Now, they're just shutting ears, Professor.
Yes, but they have nothing to do with this case.
Well, then what do you keep talking about them for?
I'm not talking about them. I'm endeavoring to explain why Mrs. Zell is suing Mr. Peters.
Well, go ahead. I'm willing to listen, but you keep changing the subject. Why is she suing Ebb?
She claims that Mr. Peters made certain damaging remarks about her, said rather unpleasant things. In fact, Mrs. Pinkley told me that when Mrs. Zell heard about it, she was utterly taken aback.
A what?
Aback. Oh. Mrs. Pinkley said that Mrs. Zell didn't believe it at first. And then it seems she received some sort of note that was so uncomplimentary that she naturally took offense.
Just a second here, Professor. You better sort of get yourself unscrambled and straightened out before you try to tell me a long cock and bull story like that. No.
I don't understand.
Well, you say Mrs. Dale took offense, huh?
Yes.
And just a second ago, you said you took a bat.
No.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did now. Won't you try the skin out of it?
But I...
You're worse than Hector Smith coming in here with a...
I didn't say she took a bat.
Well, then what did you say?
I said she was taken aback.
Yes, well, taken back where?
But she did.
And then who took her? And what's that got to do with Ebb?
I didn't say...
And what's that... all that rigmarole got to do with Ebb anyway? It seems to me that you're...
Now, will you please let me finish what I have to say?
Well, yes, say it. Say it and quit beating around the bush, son. It's alive. I can't stand here all day listening to you carrying on. I got things to do. What's it all about?
If you'll only give me a chance, I'll explain. Now... When I was in here the other day, didn't you show me papers which you just received from Judge Winters?
Yes, that's right.
Then, if I remember correctly, each one of you had one.
Yes, me and Ebb.
And you told me you were going to law.
Yes, that's right. We're suing Mrs. Dell. Yes.
Those papers named you as defendant.
They named us what?
Defendant.
They can name us anything they want, but our names is Winterbottom and Peters, and that's all there is to it.
I mean, they indicated that you and Mr. Peters were being sued by Mrs. Dell. Now, when Mr. Peters asked me to appear as his witness, I naturally concluded that it was in connection with this same suit. But Judge Winters tells me that I have not been named.
Well, land of Goshen, that's sort of serious, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. But then if you ain't been named, how is it that everybody calls you a thistleweight?
Why, because... I say, that hasn't anything to do with it. I'm referring to being named...
Well, I don't know, Professor. I don't know. This here business is too deep for me. Me and Ebb's named one thing, you ain't got any name at all, and Alice and Henry don't seem to have no last name. I just reckon we better let it all drop. Just leave things as they is and stop messing around.
But don't you realize that both you and Mr. Peters have made a tremendous mistake? You seem to be under the impression that you are suing Mrs. Zell, whereas she is the one who is suing you.
Well, is that all you got to say?
Why, yes. Isn't that enough?
As far as I can see, it don't make no difference who's suing who. As long as me and Ebb go to court, we get our money, and we're going to make $100,000 out of it.
You're what?
Yeah.
Make $100,000?
Yes, sure, we, Bob. They can't slick us out of that. The fellow that brought in them papers said they had to pay it.
But how on earth are you going to make $100,000?
We get $3 a day for being witnesses. And if we can sort of string the case out for a year, you see, will make exactly $91,815.
Oh, that's preposterous. It's positively preposterous.
Yes, that's what I say. About the preposterous money we ever made.
Oh, no, I mean, you can't extend the case for a year. It will be over in 2 or 3 days.
What?
And even if it did continue for a year, you would...
Wait a minute. You say it was over in 2 or 3 days?
Yes.
What?
And besides, if Mr. Peters loses his case, he'll have to pay you. And if you lose your case, you'll have to pay him. I explained that to you before.
Yes, but we ain't going to lose. We didn't do nothing to Mrs. Dell. And if she loses, we're going to collect.
See here now. Did you or did you not write Mrs. Dell a note?
No, no. We just wrote her a complaint. Don't you remember you said to sue a person, you had to send her a complaint. So we got one and copied it off and sent it to her.
But you couldn't possibly have done that.
Well, we did.
You don't write the complaint yourself. What did you say in the complaint, in this letter that you wrote? Anything unpleasant about Mrs. Dell?
No, no. Leastwise, we didn't say anything about her that wasn't said about a pig pen. We copied it off of a complaint about pig pens.
Pig pens?
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible. Now, see here. You'd better communicate with Mrs. Dell at once and tell her that you've settled this case out of court. Why, well, you haven't a chance.
No, sir. No, sir. We're going to get back that $275 she owes us, and we're going to make her settle for the case of sickness they've caught being in her show.
What show?
What? Why, the hermit and the wild woman.
But, Mr. Winterbottom, that was your show. You were the owner. If there were any damages incurred in its production, you are responsible.
Well, see. I see. I guess I did own it, didn't I?
Certainly.
Yeah. But just the same, it was her fault that Ed caught the fanfare.
Caught the what?
The fanfare. Don't you remember how all the fellas in the orchestra broke out with a fanfare? Well, Ed caught it, too.
Oh, I say, this is the most absurd affair I've ever seen. A fanfare, Mr. Winterbottom, is a musical term. It means loud sound.
Yes, yes, that's it, all right. That's it, yes, sure, that's exactly it. All Ed did was to holler and groan for 2 days. The loudest sound you ever heard in all your born days.
No. Fanfare isn't a form of illness.
What's that? What? Why, Professor Thistleweed, I think you're wrong. It must be. That's what the doctor said Ed had. Said he had the fanfare.
You must be mistaken.
No, sir. No, sir. I heard it with my own ears. Listen, he stood right there, right for that cracker box there. Right on that spot. And told Ed that
Now, just a moment. What doctor? What physician did you call in?
Well, of course, we didn't exactly call him in. He just come in. Yes, he just come in the door there. At first, he said he was hot shot, the detective. Shot. We knew he wasn't that. Then he said he was a doctor.
Yes, but who was he? What was his name?
I never heard his name, but he's going to court with Ed now. He's a fellow that played one of the hermits in the show.
Oh, I say that man isn't a physician. He's insane.
You mean he's crazy?
Yes, he's mad as a march hare. And you say he's going to court with Mr. Peters?
Yes, he's going to be a witness. He wrote Ed's speech for him.
How long ago did they leave?
About 15 or 20 minutes. They must be here. Must be there by this time.
Your name's Winterbottom, ain't it?
Yes.
Well, I got a bench warrant here for you. Don't you know you're doing court? You got to testify this morning for Mrs. Bell.